Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning. It is Wednesday, May 20th. Jason, let's talk about something we don't usually talk about first, and that's the bond market. We're seeing longer rates rising, and you're saying that Warsh is walking this tightrope. What do you mean?
Yeah, he's between a rock and a hard place. He has to balance credibility because he was hand-chosen and hand-picked by Trump. So there's this perception of an obligatory rate cut. At the same time, we have oil prices high predicated on what's happening in the Strait of Hormuz or what's not happening. Mm-hmm. And that's translating to what's happening at the pump. And it's translating to elevated inflation prints. So how in good conscience can he cut right now? The question is, will he raise rates? The bar for that is set extraordinarily high.
What do you think the chances are that he raises rates?
Slim to none. Okay. And Slim just packed his bags and left town.
Okay, good. You're also saying that now is a good time to get long bonds. Tell us why.
Well, we've had a generation of investors that really never invested in bonds because yields were so low and equities were so appealing. Mm-hmm. But if you look at what's happened with the 10-year approaching 4.5% or the 30-year north of 5% on treasuries, you look at that in the context of, say, municipal bonds, the highest tax earners could get north of 8%+ on a tax equivalent basis. So you can get close to historic equity-like returns without taking on the same type of equity-like risk. So it provides ballast in the portfolio and real income that one could live off of.
Right. It's always important to have some portion in fixed incomes. Let's talk about the markets, though, because there's a lot of headwinds happening right now and the economy is still resilient. Talk to us more about that.
I think resilient is an understatement. Mm-hmm. You have somewhat benign employment figures in terms of unemployment not being getting away from us. You have an economy that's growing above trend. You have right. corporate earnings that are growing north of 17% this quarter and may grow as much as 20% for the year.
Wow.
Now, the consumer is going to be tested. The high-end consumer is enjoying this great stock market run. The K-shaped economy, however, with the lower-end consumer, between those high gas prices and the fact that rates are remaining elevated, they'll be tested here. But we think a recession gets avoided. And if you're constructive on the U.S. economy, it's really hard to be bearish on equities.
Okay. If you had to describe the market in one word right now, what would you say it is?
Steadfast.
I like that. All right, great. Jason, thank you. And to our listeners, thank you for joining. We hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.